אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Israel extracted more than 200 local Jews and Israeli citizens from conflict zones in Ethiopia on Thursday amid fighting in the Amhara region in the north. They were flown in 4 flights to Addis Ababa, from where those immigrating to Israel and Israeli citizens will travel here. 174 were rescued from Gondar, and another 30 Israelis were rescued from Amhara's capital city of Bayadah. After a report that the US and Saudi officials have agreed on the broad terms of a potential Israel-Saudi deal, Israel now admits that there's been no tangible progress on normalization. The Wall Street Journal on Wednesday said that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman told aides that he's not ready to fully formalize ties with the current hardline government in Israel and is not eager to reach an agreement akin to the one signed with the United Arab Emirates in 2020. Opposition leader Yair Lapid met with UAE Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed for 3 hours in Italy on Tuesday. The two discussed bilateral ties and advancing joint projects. As Foreign Minister, Lapid visited Abu Dhabi in June 2021 to officially inaugurate Israel's embassy in the UAE and the first official visit by an Israeli minister to the Gulf state. No senior Emirati officials have been in Israel since Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government came to power. Netanyahu was due to visit the UAE shortly after returning to office as his first state visit, but the trip was cancelled after National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir's visit to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, which Abu Dhabi denounced as a storming of Al-Aqsa Mosque courtyard. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich announced on Monday the freeze of a 5-year, 2.5 billion shekel plan for the development of East Jerusalem, saying that a preparatory program, Mechina, for Arab students at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem supports Islamic radicalism. The finance minister explained that the program is supposed to strengthen educational opportunities for East Jerusalem and that the government prefers Arab students attending Israeli universities rather than Palestinian ones. However, Smotrich said he needs to tackle Islamic radical cells in Israeli colleges and universities before freeing the money. Smotrich claimed that such alleged cells make the lives of Jewish students unbearable. Cabinet ministers on Tuesday joined a chorus of voices condemning Smotrich for refusing to release this money and a further 200 million shekel for economic development in Arab municipalities. Social Equality Minister Amichai Shikli said there's no justification or logic in denying balancing grants that the authorities relied on in their annual budgets. Right-wing Likud lawmaker Tali Gottlieb told the media that it's unacceptable to harm citizens regardless of who they are and paralyze their daily lives, saying, "I will remind you that it's our duty to act in the interests of all citizens." Machane Mamlachti party leader Benny Gantz on Monday said Smotrich's decision not to transfer the money to the Arab municipality smacks of racism. Officials in the finance ministry have expressed their dismay at the decision, with one noting there's little oversight over the huge sums of money transferred to ultra-Orthodox municipalities. A military court on Thursday ordered the release of 4 Palestinians, all members of one family, suspected of involvement in a clash between local residents and settlers in the village of Burqa the previous Friday. A 5th suspect had been released previously. The judge ruled that there was no reasonable suspicion against the group and said investigations could continue while they were free. During the clash, which took place on the lands of the village of Burqa and not on its outskirts as previously claimed, 19-year-old Kusai Jamal Matan was shot dead, allegedly by settler Yechiel Endor, who was arrested a day later. On Wednesday, a Jerusalem court accepted a police appeal against the release of Endor, who is hospitalized under police guard. But Judge Tamar Bar-Asher approved the release of Elisha Yered, another Israeli suspect who was arrested on suspicion of being involved and obstructing the police investigation, to house arrest over the objections of the military in the Shin Bet. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir denied a request by Hadash Tal's party's number 2, Ahmed Tibi, on Wednesday for permission to visit the Palestinians who were in custody. Ben-Gvir turned down Tibi's request. On Sunday, police permitted Likud MK Tali Gottlieb and MK Svi Sukkot of the Religious Zionism Party to meet with Endor at Shaare Tzedek Medical Center. Ben Gvir denied that he gave them permission. Following their visit, Tibi sent a letter to the Israeli police commissioner, Kobi Shabtai, asking for access to the Palestinians and pointing out that on the face of it, in the current Knesset, there are two ranks of MKs, Jews and Arabs. Ben Gvir had previously said Endor should be given a medal for shooting 19-year-old Qusay Jamal. Protests continue around the country against the government's judicial overhaul, with protesters gathering in their hundreds of thousands on Saturday night. During the week, protesters briefly blocked roads in Tel Aviv. After a two-day standoff, police on Tuesday allowed about 200 anti-government protesters to march into the Golan Heights community of Neve Ativ and gather near the hotel where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was staying. Police closed off the entry to the Moshav on Monday, leading to complaints from residents as well as activists, with the latter submitting two petitions to the High Court against the move. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, the chief spokesperson of the IDF, acknowledged on Tuesday that the thousands of soldiers who have threatened to refuse to report for volunteer reserve duty in protest of the government's judicial overhaul have caused a degree of harm in the army's readiness, warning that divisions within the ranks due to the ongoing political crisis could take significant time to heal. Hagari pointed to the IAF's flight school, where a significant number of reservist pilots opposed to the overhaul those who leave everything once a week and go to train young pilots as volunteers, have decided not to come. He said that the flight school still functions and will continue to function, but warned of damage down the road if pilots with great expertise do not train their successors. Nearly 1,200 Israeli Air Force reservists announced their intention to end their volunteer service last month. Officials say they risk harming their competency by taking breaks from their frequent training exercises, and it will take time to restore their flying capabilities. IDF Chief of Staff Herzi Halevi has appealed to the protesting reservists to show up for duty, while also saying the refusal harms national security. 1,000 people gathered at Abima Square in Tel Aviv last Sunday to protest the police response to soaring violent crime in Arab communities. At the front of the march, demonstrators carried 140 coffins, marking the number of those killed in homicides since the start of 2023. Attorney General Gali Bahav Meari on Thursday vetoed the Environmental Protection Ministry's plan for sex-segregated swimming at two natural springs. Environment Protection Minister Idit Silman's plan was to add after-hours time slots at Einot Tzukim and Ein Haniya near Jerusalem for religious Jewish and Muslim visitors who won't swim with members of the opposite sex. President Yitzhak Herzog visited Haifa's Stella Maris Monastery on Wednesday to meet with Christian leaders. Herzog said in recent months we've witnessed extremely serious phenomena in the treatment of members of the Christian community in the Holy Land, our brothers and sisters, Christian citizens, who feel attacked in their places of prayer and their cemeteries on the street. It is entirely unacceptable in every way. We must uproot this phenomenon from its roots. Seated next to the president, Police Commissioner Kobi Shabtai said that the police are undertaking creative operations to eradicate all these small phenomena, these phenomena that affect how everyone feels. We are here to give you a feeling of security. Greek Orthodox Patriarch Theophilus III said the Christian communities promote the values of mutual respect and freedom of worship. Speaking in Hebrew, Latin Archbishop Pia Battista Pizzabella thanked the police for taking action and the president for prioritizing the safety of Christian communities. He said we have to work together to encourage dialogue between us, solidarity between us, and brotherhood between us. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.